better. Sometimes the man spits before he grips. Sometimes bat and man have a little chat, him choking up a bit to get the sense of the meat, saying, "Where I want it now, mister. Straight shot." He knows it never hurts to practice swing, to pound the plate, to chomp from the chin, from the gut, from the hip, to imagine the crack sound, to knock the thing against his thighs, wrap it against his lifted cleats, hold it up as if to switch on the ball field lights with it. He might dirt his palms and sand the wood with a milking stroke, check whether he holds it hard-viced. For good luck, he might kiss the head, butt, sweet spot, but in any case not more than one kiss. One is the sum of what the diamond desires. One extra will curse the whole stadium. None is wrong if other men are on base. He touches bill, bat, touches cup, bat, touches ass, bat, smells, touches bat, in that order only. The balance is the matter, not the heft, not the weight. If only joined to the grain of his mind, a man takes it in his hands, pulls the curving planet as it was toward him, sends it complete to the beyond that is, and not the great beyond, because, of course, he knows the batter must feel greatness. Feeling that fire is a batter's stance. Ask him if it is. He will say, "Natch." Trusting the matchstick itself to know how shallow or how deep, how blunt or how precise it should strike to get him home. He understands that of all blisses, this one lasts the least in time. And now his shoulders, arms, his hands forget. Remember, now the whole of him regrets the team. He wants apartness. Absolute aloneness. The grunt of contact. The launch. The release.